Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Tracy Coffey, Human Resources Manager at Logistics Plus. Hi, Tracy. Thanks so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how long that you've been with Logistics Plus and what your current responsibilities include?
Sure. My name is Tracy Coffey. I currently work with Logistics Plus, and it will be 6 years in April. Sometimes it feels like a lot longer. It's gone by pretty quick, so that's one of the best things about it, I think. I did come from Parker Hannifin in Union City, the QD division. I had previously worked for SnapTypes, who was purchased by Parker Hannifin. I kind of needed a change. It had been 10 years. I had a great friend that worked for Logistics Plus, and she said, you're the kind of person that needs to meet Jim Berlin. And I said, okay, let's go. And that was it. Now, almost 6 years later, lots of changes have been made. And lots of adventures have been on, and I'm looking forward to the next six.
You know, Tracy, in those 6 years, I can only imagine how your job has changed.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't even know what the job truly was day one. So when I started, there was, I guess, about 120 employees in the United States, a couple hundred overseas, and as you all know, Mr. Berlin is exactly the most conventional owner of a company, which is probably my favorite part at this point, although it wasn't 6 years ago. I will say I did come out of a very structured environment. I had not done full human resources in years, and it was more learning the culture, I think, than it was the rules, if that makes sense. So in the beginning, you just kind of, you fly by the seat of your pants. He's always been a very open employer, meaning that door never shuts. And when you get to be the person that sits next to him, you learn a lot. So now we are at 280 employees in the United States. We are well over 500 overseas, and still growing. There's opportunities amassing. Our growth pattern for the next 6 months is, almost 30% at this point is what we're hoping. If everything pans out, that's where it will go. We've picked up a couple companies. We've grown in almost all the states that we were currently in when I started, and we've picked up additional states. The culture hasn't changed a bit, and that's the thing I have the most respect for. But the way we do business is, right? The world's changing. Everything's changing. We do a lot of H-1Bs and L-1s and permanent residencies, and we've always been very forward-thinking about that. Those things have gotten harder. We do have such an international presence that, and that's only growing, that's been maybe one of the struggles, but I think at the end of the day, when I think I work a little harder, I'm a little more tired, I get to travel a lot more. But at the end of the day, when I sit down, it's still the same place that I started in 6 years ago. And you can't say that often.
How does your job change when it comes to foreign versus domestic?
Well, foreign versus domestic, it's different in every country. So the one thing that you can't do is, they're not on our traditional payroll, right? But it's very important that we have relationships with all of them. So I was lucky enough to have someone, I do have someone else on my team, Erin Berlin, that's always been with me. She handles the payroll side, which is wonderful because that's all of the hard part. I get to handle the fun stuff mostly and some of the bad stuff, but it's mostly fun. But I did hire someone last year that has really helped bridge the gap. It's kind of hard to stay in touch with 600 people on a weekly basis, and Jim does a great job at that. Our other departments obviously work with our international department or international companies as well. But the actual, hey, how's it going today kind of thing, that's where we come into play. We make sure we do handle everything from our corporate division, you know, such as the marketing things, you know, stuff like that. So Scott does play a big role in that as well. And it's those day-to-day communications, I think, that are the most important. We have one homegrown system that everyone kind of uses. They, you know, they can use in other countries. Mexico and Canada use it for all of their holidays. Germany does, you know, various other countries use it. And it's just trying to make that connection and bridge that gap. I think that is the biggest struggle.
You know, Tracy, what do you think about the phenomenal growth LP has had over the past several years?
Depends on what day you ask me. There's no other word for it, really, other than amazing. The last two years have gone by so quickly. And when your employee base increases that quickly, I think we've still done a really good job at finding the right people and the right fit for most of them. It's very much the way our culture lends to finding the right fit for the employee more than the right fit for the job, if that makes sense. It's, you know, we work hard. Everyone is, it's busy, and you need to find the right person for that spot, because more than anything, I need my employee to be happy. If my employee is happy, then, you know, they'll work hard and they'll enjoy what they're doing and they'll stay longer. In the growth in the other states, California, I think, was our largest bump in the road, but only for a second. And happy to say that we have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of square feet in California that are full, and we're, you know, we're ready to pick up more. It's been a great opportunity for us out there. And Texas is always growing strong. That office has grown. We've grown a ton in Erie, and I think that's my favorite part. Erie's a great place. I was born here. I moved when I was 9, but I came back. And coming back, I now realize what a small town Erie really is. And the growth, the fact that we've been able to employ an extra 50 people and find the right ones in the last year in Erie, Pennsylvania, I think that's astounding.
Tracy, how would you describe the culture at Logistics Plus?
It's comfortable. I know you've been in our building before, we try to make sure that we spread this throughout every other city and state that we're in, as well as, once again, internationally. You know, when we have a party, we invite everybody. We invite everybody in town, and we invite everybody out of town as well. And I think that's really the driving force, that we're all inclusive. Jim is not necessarily interested in having his departments micromanaged, and we've done pretty well at keeping management in that same thing, where if you're doing your job and you're doing it well, it's not necessarily that we're going to nitpick. It is busy, but it's relaxed. There's no real dress code. That always helps. Especially in Erie, it's cold, right? So it's true, you can walk in the door and see people in sweatpants and slippers. However, obviously, when we have visitors and things like that, we do make them toe the line. And I don't think anybody believes that, because that's the first thing people ask is, well, gosh, do you guys always get to wear pajamas? No, not always. But our culture is very open. It's constantly changing and constantly growing. One of the other great things is that we do offer opportunities to travel or relocate, and there's room for employees to grow. It's very much a privately owned company, so we don't have to structure it at you have to work 3 years to become a manager or something like that. It's very merit-based. If you want something, or if you want to do something different, and you bring it to our attention, then we're going to try to make that happen. If you're the right fit, of course. Not everybody gets what they want, but you get what you need. So I liken it to Willy Wonka. Everyone that is the most asked question, no matter where we go. You work with Jim Berlin. Yes, I work with Jim Berlin. He's all the good parts about Willy Wonka. He is inventive. He is willing to take a chance on anyone, anything at any time. And I think one of the things that I do respect the most about our culture is that he often says there's no hard feelings, right? So when someone leaves and moves on or something isn't working out, we really don't burn any bridges and hold true to that. And I think that's extremely important. The world is very small and it's only getting smaller. So it's very important that we live true to that.
You know, the one thing that always amazes me is you guys are always voted one of the best places to work. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think one of the things is still that Jim is extremely hands-on. He knows every single employee's name, emails them randomly, some more than others, but definitely tries to make everyone feel included. So we as a whole have all developed that same thing, right? When you come in, you have to understand that it truly is part of a family. We are going to spend some of our worst times, the hardest times, and more time with each other than you do with your real family. So because we do want everyone to work so hard, right, and we want to succeed, and the plus part is a big deal, that's a big part of our culture, that you always just say yes, and then we'll figure it out later, and that is true to form. But I think that I can go back to being comfortable as well. There's flexibility. It's not just the free lunch Wednesdays and, you know, all the fun parties and things like that. It is the true feeling that when you talk, someone listens. And I think that is something that he started and we all get to support, because when you have a problem, you should feel like you can take it to someone. And even if it's not someone right next to you, there's someone else listening. I think that the biggest struggle is always keeping, you know, all of the other states as involved to the mothership, so to speak. But we do pretty well at that. And we're extremely blessed, especially in places like Dallas, right? So in Dallas, logistics is a big company, a large market. There's obviously a lot more businesses out there that are like ours. And to keep those employees and to keep them happy, it's not always money. It's everything else that's offered. So if you've got to pick up your son from school and, you know, it's okay that you bring him into the office and things like that. Those, you know, the dogs every once in a while and just the flexibility of understanding that life happens around work and not being so structured and rigid, I think really helps. And treating everybody the same. We do have a great benefit package. He is extremely generous on that. Still pays 75% of our benefits. You know, we pay fully for life insurance and disability. We started the Safe Harbor 401k match. So as we're growing, so are everything that we offer to our employees. And I hope that it just keeps getting better.
Tracy, LP has a pretty low turnover rate. Why do you think that is?
It goes back to what I actually just said about Dallas, right? It depends on what market we're speaking about. And the employees that have come on in the last 5 years while I've been there were a lot of millennial employees. And what I think is funny is that, you know, these universities and a lot of the programs now are saying that, well, you need to change your job every 2 to 3 years. That's what people are looking for now. And I think that we've seen a lot of that, but I really think that when someone comes and says, you know, I just don't want to do this anymore, like I need something different, I need something new, For instance, I've got an Erie employee. She's been with us a year. She was actually an intern in the international department because she was in the international business. She was an intern. She graduated. She worked for us. She wanted something bigger and better, wanted to broaden her horizons and move outside of Erie. And now she's going to work in my Dallas office. And we have the ability to say, gosh, it's really going to hurt not to have you here, but we want to see you grow. And so you get to grow somewhere else. I've got employees that are in other countries right now that, you know, that live in Erie. We've got people that travel all over the world. And you don't always get to do that at other jobs. So I really think that helps. I also, the one thing that I truly had to buy into this part of the culture and spending a lot of time with Jim, I was not a firm believer in it in the beginning. I didn't know how it would work. And he had been doing it forever. But I find it very unique that the original position that you're hired for, I think everyone knows that's not always the best job, right? You take a chance, but it's not always the best fit. And we work really hard at finding the right fit for someone. Or he'll watch somebody for a few months and he'll say, you know what? I think this person would be great doing this. What do you say? We ask and you ask. And they're like, that would be awesome, right? And so they move into something totally different than they even came on for. We're not hung up on degrees, you know, the 4-year bachelor degree. We're not hung up on if you've ever done this before. What we do for a living, we can train anyone to do. What you can't train people to do is understand the culture and care about something as much as we do.
Logistics Plus has been named as a great workplace a number of times in recent years, including a best medium-sized workplace just a couple months ago by Fortune magazine. I'm sure that makes you proud, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm extremely proud. And I think, though, that the biggest understanding people should have is that everybody kind of helps with the hiring. So I do fully back this. I don't work every day in operations. I can't ask someone 20 questions and say, okay, you must be the right fit for this. And so I am so proud of the people that we have involved. And I can go to somebody and say, even though they have nothing to do with the position, because just like everything else, our interviews are also a little different, but I think having a conversation with a person and having them be comfortable and having them spend a couple of hours in the building and actually seeing what we do, I think is so important. And I can ask some people and say, hey, I really like this person. I think they'd be great for this, but I'd really like to know if you'd sit in and talk to them. And they'll sit in and talk to them and come out with a completely different point of view. Jim is also really good at people. We've got a great network of partners and friends, and especially in the Erie area, we've grown all over the world with, you know, now a set of partners. But there's often emails that'll go out and say, hey, I need 10 more people, and we're looking for the right one. Hiring on someone's personality and what you think that their ability is proves better for us than what it says on paper. It's not always about a resume. And we don't ask the psychological knockout questions. And everybody's got a story. And I think once you hear that story, my favorite part is hearing the stories and then passing them on to the people that can help their stories grow.
What goes into your recruiting efforts at Logistics Plus, and how involved are you with the local universities?
Jim was very progressive with internships. As soon as he started the company, he knew some people and started much sooner than, you know, a lot of the local companies around. Ours are probably a little different. We don't do the round robin, you know, where you're there for a year kind of thing, and the co-ops and things like that. there's a large number and growing even more. Go Gannon Knights, with my daughter's a knight, but Gannon has a large international program. Barron's has a large international program. Mercyhurst has an international program. And we are so blessed to have them all in the area. So we have, you know, a dozen interns pretty much every semester, if not more. We like to have them in there, and we want them to stay, right? I mean, the whole point is you're here to learn something, because we all know real work is very different than what supply chain says on paper. So we have the ability to meet them and have them truly understand us. It's like the best job interview in the world. We do, I know we've got a few employees that sit on boards at the Black School of Business still. We are now more involved with Edinburgh, which is really exciting. They're getting, you know, a little more in international. We've had some conversations with them. We love them. It's probably one of the things that he believes makes him so successful. It's such a great pipeline. And the coolest part about Erie, having moved from here and coming back, you know, 30 years later, is that there's a lot of kids that we interview that want to stay. And so I think that that's huge. They're not always looking to, you know, just get the class done and graduate and get out of town. A lot of them are so rooted in the area that spending time with us often ends up with a full-time job, and that we love.
It seems that millennials are accounting for a larger portion of the LP workforce. Is that accurate, and how do these younger professionals fit into the LP culture?
Well, the millennials, right, if you go by the traditional millennials thing, there's probably about three levels of them. I've seen a ton of growth in some of my younger employees in the last 5 years, that as they come into their early 30s and things like that. I think, once again, it helps us a little bit that we're willing to be flexible and allow people to move to different positions. And because we do such a broad range of things, there's a lot of options, because it is very true. We've seen the universities tell them, you know, only stay at a place for a couple of years and move on. That's how you continue to make more money and things like that. And that's not always the case. I think the fact that we are privately owned is also been beneficial to our millennial group. We do, it's like I said, it's not that structured. You have to be here for, you know, certain amount of time. We did hire someone out of, I remember he worked for the state. And, you know, traditionally, to move up, you have to be there a very long time. And we're not like that. And with the growth, there's always new things popping up. So it's not that you stay stagnant at 300 employees and someone has to retire, someone has to quit, you know, for you to go into that position. We kind of make up new ones every day. And I think that's fun too. Our average age actually just went up to, I think, 41.1. When I started there, it was 37. So the newer kids, we've managed to keep most of them. I think it's a fun place to work, right? That's what everybody always says. Well, we just like your parties. Well, those are fun. Free Lunch Wednesday doesn't help, or doesn't hurt rather, either. And I think just being comfortable in your own skin and being allowed to do your own thing, I think that's helped us as well.
Tracy, what's been some of the most challenging aspects of managing HR at Logistics Plus the past several years?
Well, once again, it's a privately owned company, so sometimes that can be a little challenging. Jim is totally hands-on, and those aren't bad challenges necessarily, but I think that the rate of growth has probably been the most challenging. because we're so, it's so ingrained in our culture that we want to know everyone and that we want to have conversations with everyone every day and make sure that everyone understands that they are LP, I think that's been the biggest challenge. Sometimes there's not enough hours in the day to reach out to everybody and to know that they can reach out to us. I think our building sometimes, you know, finding the spaces, as you know, Union Station, you know, was empty when he bought it and falling down. We're now full, right? So that's another challenge. We are excitedly, we've gone into space that we rented out for retail. It's given us a whole new thing to work on where like kind of like people Jenga is what we like to call it, to move people around, change up departments, put the right people in to the right groups for personality wise, because we really do work in very much a bullpen style in a lot of the stuff. But I would say that would be the largest challenge would be the growth, although it's the best problem to have, right? So no complaints here.
Tracy, thanks again for joining us. Really do appreciate it. Last question here. Based on past interviews, we all know that Jim Berlin is an amazing and interesting owner and CEO, but sometimes a bit unorthodox in his approach. What is it like working for Jim Berlin?
Well, this question can either, you know, I might not be working for LP after this answer. Honestly, in all honesty, other than the, you know, there's times we had a newspaper interview a couple of years, or I guess a few years ago now, it's probably been 3 or 4 years ago. And the reporter was walking through and he was talking as he, you know, normally does. And he said, we don't have a handbook. So, you know, it's really not a big deal, which is not true, by the way. But when he said that, it was funny. The next day, I got 20 new resumes, you know, like, hey, this sounds like a great place to be. Working for Jim Berlin, there are times that it just, you know, I'll tease him and I'll say, I don't think that'll work. And he'll be like, oh, it might work. And then sure enough, it works. I have a ton of respect for him. He has respect for his employees that is unbridled. And he has faith in his employees. And I think that is huge. When you talk to him, you know that he knows that you can do the job. I think that's huge in our operation departments, and that's where the bread and the butter comes from, right? These are the people that are moving shipments all day long, whether it be overseas, whether it be domestic. The passion for excellence, that is extremely true. It's not just a tagline. And his passion often boils over and becomes your passion as well. And I've learned more from him in 5 years than I'd learned any of the years previously. I still don't know if I'd take the chances he takes, but I absolutely, he's changed my way of thinking in a lot of things. I think that other employees would say the same thing. I'm blessed enough that I get to be kind of his, you know, sit right next to him, and I get to see a lot of stuff that other people don't. And so I get to see the interaction that he has with every single employee that he has. And I'm always astounded at how well he knows all of these people, you know, even the newest ones, and how interested truly he is in finding out more. And I think that's the most important part about LP. It's real and it's genuine.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.